The Taoiseach Micheál Martin and the Tánaiste Leo Varadkar have addressed their respective parliamentary parties on the government decision to push back the date for the return of indoor hospitality. Mr. Martin told members of the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party last night that the reopening had to be paused to develop a plan with the hospitality sector by the 19th of July. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
Amid criticism from some of his party's TDs and senators over the plan to allow only vaccinated people inside bars and restaurants, the Taoiseach said government was open-minded on the issue and would look at testing, protocols and vaccinations. Micheál Martin said the decision to pause the reopening was a blow to everyone and he doesn't want to keep the sector closed. While the Tánaiste told his party that the matter would be reassessed before the 19th of July. With some Fine Gael TDs also critical of the so-called Corona Pass plan, Leo Varadkar said no government would have ignored the scenarios presented to them this week. It was confirmed yesterday that those scenarios were prepared before NIAC changed its advice to allow younger people receive a greater range of vaccines. This was said to have been made clear at the government's COVID committee meeting late on Monday night. However, some ministers not on that committee understood from comments by the Taoiseach at Cabinet on Tuesday that this update had been factored into NPHET's forecasts. A government spokesperson said the decisions made on Tuesday were based on a detailed memo and a letter from NPHET.
On this programme, the Sinn Féin spokesman on health, David Cullinan, said he wanted to see a revised plan for the vaccine rollout, a refocus on the possibility of antigen testing and more rapid decision-making by government.
My quarrel isn't with NPHET. My quarrel is that we have known for some time that this Delta variant is of concern. What we had from the Taoiseach earlier this week on Tuesday was an announcement that the government had no plan, that they want to buy some time over the next number of weeks to come back with a plan. There was no contingency planning. They left the sector again without any plan, without any notice. And I don't think that's fair. And I think a lot of people are angry because that planning hasn't been done.
The central bank has said permanent increases in expenditure in upcoming budgets will have to be funded by higher taxes or reduced spending in other areas. In its quarterly bulletin published today, the bank upgrades its forecasts for growth in the economy. Our economics correspondent, Robert Short.
The announcement this week that restrictions on indoor dining are being extended did not dent the central bank's revised forecast for the economy to grow by over 8% this year in GDP terms. The domestic economy is forecast to grow by 3.4%. Strong demand for exports of pharmaceuticals and computer services continues to be the main driver of growth. The bank has also sent a strong message to government in its bulletin that it's time for a credible plan to bring the public finances back to a sustainable level. It warns that reduced corporation tax and the cost of an ageing population means trade-offs and choices will have to be made. It says in order to make space for necessary investment in housing and to achieve climate change targets, it's now reasonable to consider the need for revenue-raising measures or reducing other areas of spending.
There was an increase in the number of applications made by Gardaí to involuntarily detain people in approved mental health centres last year. The increase was recorded by the Mental Health Commission, which has published its annual report for 2020. On this programme, John Farrelly, Chief Executive of the Mental Health Commission, said it's important that people at their lowest point are met by members of the health system and not a law enforcement agency.
And Garda Síochána are a law enforcement agency. They're not a health agency. When someone is at their lowest ebb, when they're unwell, when they're mentally ill, it's important that they're met by a health system, not by a law enforcement system. Mm. I can understand in exceptional cases that happening, but the concept that our health system, our state health system, has the lowest amount of applications while our law enforcement system now has the highest means we have a significant issue that we need to address.
The government has approved measures that will result in rent increases being linked to general inflation and an extension of rent pressure zones to the end of 2024. The Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, said the provision would likely take effect later this month. Tommy Meskell of our political staff.
The current cap of 4% on rent increases and rent pressure zones will be replaced. Rents will now be linked to general inflation, as measured by the Harmonised Index of Consumer Prices, a model followed by EU countries. Any rent increase will be linked to the rate of inflation at the time of a tenant's rent review. The level of inflation in Ireland is expected to be 1.7% this month. All rent pressure zones are set to be extended until the end of 2024. For tenancies outside of those areas, the current provision, which restricts rent reviews to every 2 years, will also be extended to the end of 2024. Minister for Housing Dara O'Brien said that all of these changes will be included in the Residential Tenancies Bill and will take effect once the bill is passed by the Oireachtas, which he expects will happen by July 19th. Tommy Mescal, RTE News, Leinster House.
A report published today indicates there's been an increase in the use of illegal stimulant drugs such as LSD and ecstasy. The Health Research Board study found that cocaine use had risen to nearly 1 in 10 for men aged between 25 and 34 years. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Choose Grant's A++ rated air-to-water heat pump to heat your new build home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Mist and fog will lift this morning to leave a dry day with hazy sunshine. There'll be a few showers across Munster and Leinster. It'll be warm with highest temperatures ranging from 17 to 24 degrees.